Hallelujah, hallelujah. Is the Lamb worthy? I said, is the Lamb worthy? Hallelujah. Praise God for the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Hallelujah. It is awesome to be in the house of God today. Saints, God is on the move. God is on the move. And with that being said, if God is on the move, we need to be on the move as well. Right? And so today's service, we're going to be doing calisthenics. No, I'm kidding. But it will be a very interactive service today, guys. Everybody should have in hand a piece of paper and a pen. Does everybody have their paper and pen? All right, if you do not have paper and pen, just raise your hand. I'm not going to bring it to you, but our ushers will be sure to bring them to you. And this is what we're going to do today. Don't worry, there's not going to be a quiz. There won't even be a test. But what I do want for you guys to do today is this. Over the course of this last week, God has really been painting a picture for me. And he has been painting a picture for our church. And so during the course of today's service, I am going to go through the Word of God. And what I want you to do with this paper and pen is I want you to draw what it is that God is showing you during this service. You got me? Don't worry, your drawings are not going to be judged, all right? But I want you to draw what it is that you believe that God is showing you as we go through this service. Are we cool? Yes. And it has to be the paper that we give you, all right? No cheating. Don't try and pull your own piece of paper out. No. I said you should have received a piece of paper. You see, I see what the Lord has us working on this year. Following instructions. You see what happens when we skip 1 year of Tokyo? 1 year. And people are off and they're doing their own thing. All right, so you should receive a specific piece of paper. It's looking like I have my lovely wife that's passing them out. Praise the Lord. She was the one who cut them as well. I don't have steady hands. That's why I'm a preacher, not a surgeon. But I want you guys, again, it's so important that you paint or draw what it is that God is showing you as we go along in this service. Amen? Amen. All right, so as everyone said, it is the beginning of the Daniel fast. Right? And for those of you guys who watched the midweek motivational, it talked about that fast and the importance of the fast. It talked about what it is that we should be focusing on during the fast. All right? This is day one. If by week two, you guys look like you're auditioning for your own card for World Vision, you're focusing on the wrong thing. Because God should be sustaining you during this fast. God should be filling you during this fast. And I think it very appropriate that as we go forward in today's service, the things that we are talking about are the expanse. The expanse. We're talking about in the beginning, God. We're talking about a brand new start. And the beauty of fasting is this. Do you guys understand that ever so often your body goes through these cycles? You have almost an entire new layer of skin. You have a regeneration of these cells that take place. You have a resetting of your body that takes place. You have a brand new start that takes place. And when you fast, it's almost like a jump start to that process. I don't know about you, but by the end of the fast, I feel so good. I feel like my skin is smoother. I feel like my stomach is more in control and it doesn't sound like it's angry. But a brand new thing takes place. And so when we read these topics, you would think that a great place to start our ministering would be in Genesis. Because all of these things pretty much take place in Genesis, right? And so Pastor Shelley, he went through the first portions of Genesis last week, and I want to pick up where he left off, and I want to get into Genesis 1:6. It says, "Then God said, let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." That's a lot of water. And so if you need to use the restroom, now's the time. But what we're going to be talking about today is the unreachable waters. Are we ready for the word of God today? Yeah. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just come before you right now. We give you thanks, O God. Lord, we pray that you would just take hold of this service here today, O God. I pray that you would take hold of your servant here today, O God. I pray that it be your words that come forth from this mouth, O God. Lord, let this be your day, Heavenly Father. Let this be your word. Let this be, Heavenly Father, your sword that comes forth, O God. And I pray, Heavenly Father, as the message is received today, O God, that you would not keep us blind, Lord God, that you would not allow us to stay deaf, O God, that you would not allow us to stay numb, O God. Help us to see you, hear you, feel you, O God, as we go forth here today. And we ask this in Jesus' name for his glory, honor alone. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the unreachable waters. And so again, in verse 6 of Genesis 1, it says, "Then God said, let there be an expanse." And there is this word, rakia, in the original text that is used for the word expanse. And this is going to be a very important word as we go forth. And it says that he said, let there be an expanse, a rakia, in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters. So God has given us an expanse. He's given us this space. And above this space are waters. And below this space are waters. And it says God made the expanse and separated the waters which were below the expanse from the waters which were above the expanse. And it was so. And it says God called the expanse heaven. And there was evening and there was morning, a second day. I want you to notice something with regards to Genesis in this particular scripture. In the 6 days that God is creating something, this is the only day where God does not end it by saying it was good. It is the only day where God does not finish the day by saying it was good. Why? Why? Because the work was not finished. The work was not finished because this is only day two. You see, when we go forward into verse 14, it says, God said, let there be lights in the expanse, the rakia of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. Let them be for lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth. And it was so. And so we have this expanse, and this expanse again separates the waters from above from the waters below. And now what God is doing is he's entering into the expanse these lights. He's putting these lights, and he starts to describe what these lights are. It says that he made two great lights, to the greater light to govern the day and the lesser night to govern the night. He made the stars also. So now you have this expanse with waters above, waters below, and filling the expanse is the universe as we know it. The sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, universe, the galaxies. God has filled the expanse with these things. Are you seeing this picture? Are you seeing this picture? It says that God placed them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth and to govern the day and the night and to separate the light from the darkness. And here it is. God saw that it was good. Saints, when God completes a work, it is good. When God completes a work, it is good. And so when we go through in this life and God does something, it is good. But when that thing takes place and it begins to, this thing takes place in your life and it begins to remove you from the things of God, it begins to remove you from the works that he's called you to do, when it begins to remove you from your purpose, that is not good. So that is not God. When God completes a work, it is good. And it says there was evening and there was morning, a fourth day. So saints, I'm painting this picture for you yet again. So I hope you're drawing. We have an expanse. There are waters above the expanse. There are waters below the expanse. And in the expanse is the very universe as we know it. And it goes on and it brings us to Ezekiel 1, beginning at verse 22. Now it says, over the heads of the living beings, there was something like an expanse. Guess what word they use? Rakia. This is the very word that is used in creation. The very word that is used during the time of creation. And these creatures, when you read earlier in Ezekiel, are the cherubim. The cherubim that appear to Ezekiel. And it says that there was something like an expanse, like the awesome gleam of crystal spread out over their heads. So in the expanse is an awesome gleam of crystal. Does that sound like stars? Does that sound like stars over their heads? And it goes on, it says, now under the expanse, twice now, under the expanse, God is making it very clear, these creatures are where? Under the expanse. And their wings were stretched out straight, one toward the other. And one also had two wings covering its body on the one side and the other. So it has four wings. It's got two wings stretched out, right? And two wings covering its body. Okay? I don't know about you, but if I saw that, I'd be terrified. But it goes on. And it says, I also heard the sound of their wings, like the sound of abundant waters as they went, like the voice of the Almighty, a sound of tumult, like the sound of an army camp. Whenever they stood still, they dropped their wings. And it says there came a voice now from above the expanse. The creatures are below the expanse. They now hear a voice from above the expanse. Let me paint this picture. God created this expanse during the days of creation. And with that expanse, he had waters that were separated by the expanse. Waters below, waters above. He fills this expanse with stars, with the universe as we know it. And now these creatures are below the expanse. And this voice is coming from above the expanse. This voice is coming from waters that exist above the expanse. Whose voice is this? Again, he reiterates above the expanse that was over their heads. There was something resembling a throne. Like lapis lazuli in appearance. Now, lapis lazuli is a blue precious stone that's predominantly found in Southwest and West Asia, in places like Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Iraq. At this time, Ezekiel is currently in Babylon. Current day Babylon is Iraq. And so you have this precious stone that is predominantly found in the area where God is presenting himself now to Ezekiel with this throne of lapis lazuli. And it says, on that which resembled a throne, high up was a figure with the appearance of a man. And so I want to paint this again. God in creation created an expanse. That expanse separated the waters from above from the waters below. In the expanse, he put the universe as we know it, and the creatures that were below the expanse heard a voice that came from above the expanse, and above the expanse is this throne with a man seated at it. Are we following? Because God blew my mind on this next part. It says, I notice from the appearance of his loins and upward something like glowing metal that looked like fire all around within it. And from the appearance of his loins and downward, I saw something like fire, and there was a radiance around him. As the appearance of the rainbow in the clouds on a rainy day, so was the appearance of the surrounding radiance. Such was the appearance of the lightness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell on my face and heard a voice speaking. Saints, I'm painting this picture again for you. God created the expanse, and the expanse that he created separated the waters from above from the waters from below. And in that expanse, he put an entire universe. And then these creatures were below the expanse, and above them was a voice with a throne and a God seated at that throne. And at the foot of the throne, there are the waters that he separated. The waters that he separated are at his feet because he is seated at his throne. And in Micah 7:18, it says, who is a God like you who pardons iniquity and passes over the rebellious act of the remnant of his possession? He does not retain his anger forever because he delights in unchanging love. And this is where God made me hit the floor. He will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. Yes, you will cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Into the depths of the sea. I'm going to paint this for you again. God created an expanse on day two. It separated the waters from above, from the waters below. He filled the entire expanse with a universe. And then these creatures appear below the expanse. And the voice comes from above the expanse. And from above the expanse comes a voice. And that voice comes from a man who is seated on a throne. And when he's seated on his throne, his feet are at the waters above the expanse. Saints, the reason he's seated on that throne on the waters above the expanse is because the promise is he will tread our iniquities underfoot. And when you send your prayers, when you send those things that you've done and you say, God, forgive me, it enters his throne room. And when he's seated as his throne, he takes that sin and he casts it down into the water that sits at his feet. That sits at his feet. And saints of God, how awesome is our God? Because there are two sets of water. Water above and water below. God has chosen to cast your sins into the waters that are separated by the universe. He chose to cast your sins into the water that were separated by a universe. And it says, behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not like the covenant which I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, although I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. He says that there is a new covenant that I am about to make. There is a new promise that I'm about to make. There is a new thing that I'm about to do. And when I do this thing, it's not going to be like the old one. It says, this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them on their heart. I will write it, and I will be their God. And they shall be my people. They will not teach again each man his neighbor and each man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and their sin. I will remember no more. Saints, are you seeing the picture that's being painted here? I'm going to say it one more time. There's an expanse that was created on the second day. On the second day, God created an expanse because he knew we would fail. He knew we would fall short. And he had such an unchanging love for us that on the fourth day he said, not only will I create an expanse, I'm going to create an entire universe to separate them from what I'm about to do. And I'm going to separate them from what I'm about to do because they're about to do something that's separating them from me. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to send a lamb. And when I send that lamb, he is going to be the seal for that new covenant. Saints of God, God is seated at a throne right now. And so what I want you to do is with that piece of paper that you received, this is a new day. This is a new start. I want you to flip that paper over. Do you understand that Christ died for you? Do you? Because I can say with 100% certainty right now, each and every single one of us have allowed something in our life that is stopping us from loving him the way we should. Guarantee. And in keeping with the theme of a brand new start, what I want you to do on the back of this paper, what is that thing? I'm not talking about the superficial sin. I'm not talking about surface level sin. I'm not talking about surface level stuff. I'm talking about what is that trauma in your life that you've been hiding in your heart? What is that one thing, those two things in your heart that is stopping you right now from seeking him 100%? Saints, there are none that can say that we're seeking him the way we should. None. Not even me. Pastor Shelley, Pastor Miho. There are none that can say that we are doing 100%. What is that thing? That's what I want you to put on that paper. And as you write that, I want you to bring it up. I have this bucket here. I want you to just deposit it into this bucket. I want you to put that thing into this bucket. If you have a pen that was given to you, just throw it in that basket. But I want you to put it in this bucket, and I want you to walk away. I want you to put that thing in here, and I want you to walk away. Saints, whatever that final chain is, whatever that final thing is, the only promise that I can make to you today is this: God is able. I am not promising that things will get easier. I am not promising that rainbows are going to come out. I'm not promising that all of a sudden things are going to become this great life. But what I can promise you is God is able. Once you've written that thing on that paper, I want you to bring that up. I want you to put it in here and walk away. I want you to put it in here and walk away. I want you to put it in here and walk away. Hallelujah. Come. Put it in, walk away. Hallelujah. 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 Put it in, walk away. Put it in, walk away. Hallelujah. 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 Come on. Come on, saints. What is that thing? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My heart. Hallelujah. Is yours. Hallelujah. You won't return. Hallelujah. Until you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My heart is yours. You won't relent. Hallelujah. You won't. Hallelujah. Relent until you have it all. Hallelujah. My heart is. Hallelujah. Yours. Praise God. Hallelujah. You won't relent. Hallelujah. You won't relent until. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'll set you as a seed. Hallelujah. I'll set hallelujah. You as a seed. Hallelujah. Upon my heart. Hallelujah. As a seal upon my heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For there is love. Hallelujah, that is hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Go ahead, right in here. Hallelujah. 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 Saints, let it go right now. Hallelujah. 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 Saints of God, how many of you wouldn't mind if I reached into this bucket right now and pulled out one of your pieces of paper? How many of you wouldn't mind if I went ahead and just pulled a piece of paper out of there and decided to tell the world what that one thing was. Some people are a little nervous. So if I just pulled something out of here, what would you say if everyone in the world found out what that one thing was? Hallelujah. Well, here's the beauty of who God is. It says that He will forgive their iniquity and their sin I will remember no more. When God casts something into the sea of forgetfulness, He eliminates your sin. He doesn't go back and try to remind you of what you've done. And if you got a little nervous because I was going to reach in and possibly read what it is that you put in there because it was that one thing, I praise God that you say you're redeemed. But I sure hope you say that when the enemy tries to remind you. I pray that when the enemy tries to remind you of your past, you are remembering, God, you have forgiven me. You have cast my sins into the sea of forgetfulness that sits at the foot of your throne. You have separated that water with an entire galaxy, oh God. You separated it with an entire galaxy, and you have made that sea an unreachable water. You have made it an unreachable water. So when the enemy tries to sneak into your heart, sneak into your mind, he's not reminding you of a sin that God knows about. He's not reminding you of a chain that God sees. He's trying to put up an invisible wall to keep you in a box that has no authority. And so, saints of God, my prayer for you today is this. God has drawn a picture for you to see that on the second day of creation, He already had a plan. On the second day of creation, He already had a plan. And by the fourth day, it was already good. And so the promise that He made all those years ago from the start of all that we know still applies today. And so, saints, if you feel like you're too far, that's a lie. If you feel like you've fallen too low, that's a lie. If you feel like you're at the bottom of a valley, I serve a God that lifts them up. If you feel like the enemy has isolated you on the top of a mountain, I serve a God that brings them down. Maybe you've just been checking boxes off, saying, yeah, I'm a Christian. But saints, I challenge you, have you truly made that commitment today? Is Jesus your Lord and Savior today? It doesn't take reading the pages from a book or reciting a prayer after somebody else. It takes a life-changing acceptance of a Savior. And if you haven't made that decision today, make it so. Make it so. Tomorrow is not promised. So do not put off this invitation. Do not let go of this promise. Do not miss this call that God has for you right now. And so, saints, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you right now, oh God. And we give you thanks for the expense. We give you thanks for the waters at your feet. And we give you thanks for the blood of your Son that built a bridge from us to you again. A new covenant, a new promise, a brand new start. So God, from this day forward, help us not to operate in chains. Help us not to build walls. Help us to have hearts of flesh. And help us be the people you've called us to be as we walk this earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Saints, the altars are open if you desire a prayer. But do not leave this place today without experiencing your Father first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.